Here today is Top Stories. In a political Freudian slip, Minnesota Republicans almost forgot to put Donald Trump on the ballot. When asked for comment, they were like, forgot is such a strong word. You know when something goes wrong and you just go to sleep hoping to wake up and realize it was all a dream? Anyway, we woke up. Amazon.com announced that they want to build a brick-and-mortar store in Chicago for books. Wow, not enough to crush indie booksellers via drone. Now they're bringing in the ground troops. Upon hearing this news, millennials were like, brilliant idea, store that holds books. What a great invention. Police in Elmhurst are warning residents of car thefts in the area, specifically ones that are unlocked with the keys in the ignition. Have I been living in the city for too long? Who does that? Is that a real thing? I've heard of leaving your doors unlocked in the suburbs, but leaving the keys in the ignition? The laziness alone, startling. You just, you know, put the keys in your pocket and walk to the door and then put them on the other side of that locked door. Do I need to hold a seminar? Really? In the ignition? Wow. It's definitely August when you get the stories about legislating Pokemon Go, but Illinois has to be at the forefront of killing buzzes. Representative Kelly Cassidy is proposing a bill that would fine app developers if they choose a sensitive site for the game. You know, like a forest preserve with endangered wildlife, or, I don't know, your parents' bathroom. Get out of here! No Pokemon in here! Anyway, these crazy kids making these crazy apps have finally met their match. Also, what's up with the long-term fix for budgets and pension payouts? Schools, transportation, labor, anything? No, we're just not going to talk about that stuff. Just Pokemon? Cool. The University of Chicago sent a letter to incoming freshmen saying there were no safe spaces, no trigger warnings at the prestigious university. Essentially, this is a reaction to several college campuses becoming PC zones where kids can protest speakers and guests who aren't like them and win. But not at the U of C. They will not accept it. So if the college brings someone to campus you don't like, don't you dare protest, because nothing stops protests like a college administration sending a letter saying you can't protest. It was a nice letter, though. Apple fixed a bug that an Israeli startup has exploited to help governments spy on their own citizens. Yep, the government has been stalking you the entire time you've been stalking your ex on social media. In real life, that's a crime. On social media, it's just charming. A new study says that coffee drinkers may be wired for caffeine thanks to their DNA. Are we getting closer to the point where everything we eat, drink, like or not like is blamed on our genes? What's next? Is it in my DNA to be snarky or self-revelatory? Wait, did my DNA just force me to say all this? Is it in my DNA to be mad at my DNA? Oh, DNA. Wait, am I supposed to say that? In weather? Gray. In sports, the Cubs start a big set with the Dodgers in L.A. Remember this trip last year? This is when we started to realize that the Cubs were the real deal. Arrieta threw the no-hitter. The jammies were on. Remember that? The Cubs will not have to face lefty Clayton Kershaw this year, who looks to be coming off the DL next week. The Cubs' magic number right now is 24. 24 on August 25th. Amazing. The Sox start a big four-game set. You know what? Let me rephrase that. The Sox start a four-game set at the Great Field tonight against the Mariners. People still reeling after yesterday's announcement about changing the name of the stadium. I don't know. As a Chicagoan, I feel the rage train has left the station when it comes to naming ballparks. I guess there were no Facebooks back in 1993. Also, who cares? Call it Sox Park like real fans do. Ugh. The Bears have been struggling with injuries, and now the runs. Yep, a stomach bug is traveling through Halas Hall, and Terry Porter and others were held out today. At this rate, the Bears will be like rec league softball, sending out emails day of game. Hey, we're too short. We need a guy and a girl. Anyone able to play against the Vikings tonight? Other football news, the Patriots traded for Browns linebacker Barkevious Mingo. In related news, Barkevious is not on the top baby names list. Maybe next year. And finally tonight, the Hollywood Rags have been reporting a so-called rift between action stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Vin Diesel after The Rock posted harsh words on Instagram. But it turns out that it was just a fun, playful promotion for a WWE match coming up between the two. I guess it makes sense. Two fake action stars fighting in a fake arena are faking a beef. Only in fake Hollywood. That's the carryout for tonight, August 25th, 2016. Hey, it's kind of a gross, sweaty, hot day out. So you know what's perfect? Our special on curry. Enjoy.